Welcome to Narratives. Cartoonist Fiona Katauskas went to the bookshop to find a book for her children to explain how babies are made, and found there hadn't been a literary update on this procedure for quite a while. So she wrote her own, a thoroughly modern explanation for her own and all children, and of course did all the funny illustrations herself.
Babies, babies everywhere. Every animal makes babies. Birds do it. Bears do it. Kangaroos, giraffes and hares do it. And people make babies too. There's lots of funny stories about where babies come from. Maybe you've heard that mothers buy them from the shops, or that parents choose them from the hospital, or that they grow from something strange that their mothers ate. But the true story of how babies are made is much more interesting. Our bodies can do amazing things. Boys and girls. When a baby is born, one of the first things its parents ask is it a boy or a girl? And the doctor, the midwife, or anyone else really can tell straight away because baby boys and baby girls are different. Their faces may look pretty much the same, but the parts of their bodies called genitals are completely different. Boys have a penis, which is also known as a willy, doodle, tackle, dangly bits, and lots of other nicknames. Penises don't all look the same. They come in different shapes and sizes. Some are circumcised, which means a bit of skin that covers the penis, called the foreskin, has been taken off. Boys wee from their penis, which is usually soft and dangly. Sometimes, when a little boy is very happy or excited about something, or sometimes for no reason at all, his penis can get hard and stick up on its own. This is called an erection. Behind the penis, the boys also have a scrotum, which is a sort of bag made of skin which holds two ball-shaped things called testicles. A little boy's testicles don't do much except hang around, but they become very important later on. While a boy's penis and scrotum hang out in front, a girl's genitals, which are sometimes known as the vagina, girl bits or privates, are down between their legs. Girls have a vulva, which looks a bit like a pair of lips. The vulva covers an opening called the vagina. In the fold of skin above the vagina is a little lump called the clitoris, which sometimes gets a bit hard, a bit like a little boy's erection. In between the clitoris and vagina is a tiny hole called the urethra, which is where girls wee from, becoming an adult. I'm sure you already know that boys and girls grow up to be men and women. You also might have noticed that little kids' bodies look very different to adult ones. Boys and girls' bodies usually begin to change when they're between 8 and 12 years old. This is called puberty. Boys enter puberty at around the age of 12. Their voices become deeper and they grow hair on their face, chest and armpits, and around their scrotum and penis. Boys' penises grow larger and so do their testicles. Remember the testicles? Well, they're still hanging around, but now they have an important job to do. They make sperm. Sperm are so small you'd need a microscope to see them. They have wriggly tails and look a lot like tiny tadpoles. Sperm swim around in the testicles in a white liquid called semen. The testicles produce millions of sperm every day, but only one sperm is needed to make a baby. Girls' bodies begin to change into women's bodies from around the age of 10 or 11 when they enter puberty. During puberty, girls grow hair under their arms and on and around their vulva. Their hips become wider and they grow breasts. Inside her body, a girl has a sort of a bag called the uterus or womb. On each side of the uterus are two small round things called ovaries. These are connected to the uterus by tubes called fallopian tubes. The ovaries store tiny eggs about the size of a grain of sand. One of these eggs is needed to make a baby. When a girl has gone through puberty, her ovaries start sending out an egg every month. The egg moves down one of the fallopian tubes to see if any sperm are going to be there. So now we know we need sperm from a man and an egg from a woman to make a baby. But how do they get together? Sex and making a baby. For a sperm and an egg to get together, a man and a woman need to get together. They might start by kissing and touching each other with their clothes off. For adults, it feels special and exciting, and soon the woman's vagina becomes wet and the man's penis becomes hard, a bit like the erections that little boys get, but with a very different feeling. The man slides his penis into the woman's vagina and their bodies fit together, rather like a puzzle. This is what we call having sex or making love. The man pushes his penis up and down inside the woman, which gives them both a tingly, excited and very loving feeling. As the feeling gets stronger and stronger, the man moves faster and faster until the semen stored in his testicles shoots up and out of his penis and into the woman's vagina. fertilisation. Now it's up to the sperm to find that egg. There are millions of sperm, but only one is needed to make a baby. The race is on. It's a long way up through the uterus to the fallopian tube, and many sperm can't manage the journey. But when a strong swimming sperm and the egg finally meet, they decide to stick together. It's true, you can't pull them apart, because when the sperm joins the egg, something called fertilisation happens, and together they make an embryo. The embryo finds a nice warm squishy spot inside the uterus where it can stay and grow. And now, from one egg and one sperm, we have the beginnings of a baby.
You have been listening to Fiona Katauskas reading from her book, The Amazing True Story of How Babies Are Made. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Campus Bay FM 99.9.